she's requested in the court of the honorable successor of Amir of Ahlus Sunnah that could you kindly shed some light with examples on worldly conversation, religious conversation, i.e. that is either sinful or rewardable, and a conversation that bears no sin nor any reward and is merely useless worldly conversation.
I would like to mention a summary of a beautiful saying of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. There are four types of conversation: entirely harmful conversation, a talk with total loss. And second type is entirely beneficial conversation, talk which has benefit. And the third is conversation which is both harmful and beneficial, meaning which possesses both benefit and loss. And the fourth one is a talk which neither has benefit nor loss. So the first type of conversation, which is entirely harmful, we should always refrain and abstain from such type of conversation. A talk which is entirely harmful, for example, backbiting. A talk to hurt others, to hurt others' feelings, telling a lie, entirely harmful conversation. In the same way, it is also important to abstain from the third type of conversation, which has both benefit and loss. So to abstain from such conversation is also mandatory. Hujjatul Islam, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, it is mandatory to abstain from such talk which has both benefit and loss. And as far as the fourth type is concerned, that is included in useless conversation, as there is neither any harm in it or nor any benefit. Therefore, wasting time in such conversation is a sort of harm also. Now, after that, only the second type of conversation remains, entirely beneficial. Hence, it is concluded that 75% conversation is not worthy of use, and only 25% of conversation, which is beneficial, only that is worthy of use. After writing all this, Hujjatul Islam, Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh further writes that, however, in this conversation which is worthy of use, there is risk of an unfelt ostentation, meaning show-off, fabrication, backbiting, false exaggeration, and risk of the affliction of talking about one's own excellence or integrity, etc. Furthermore, the dangers of falling into useless conversation in the course of having beneficial conversation and then through this going further apart, leading to sins being committed, are also associated, and this permission is so subtle that cannot become known. Therefore, even during the conversation that is worthy of use, one remains plunged in dangers, meaning even that 25% which is beneficial, person remains plunged in dangers. May we only speak what is beneficial for us. Ameen.